Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
And welcome to this edition of the Zimcast, brought to you by GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and by Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus, for weed management solutions. I am Cindy Zimmerman, and today we're going to hear from Chase Adams, the new Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's taking the place of our very dear friend, Mike Deering, who just moved back to his home state of Missouri to become the Executive Director of the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. Chase, we know you, but I'd like you to give a little introduction of yourself, give us some background for those people who may not know you.
Well, for the last 8 years, I've been the farm director at KBHB Radio in Sturgis, South Dakota, an AM station dedicated primarily to ranching, and just had a great opportunity there. Also met a lot of folks through the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. With our membership in that organization, I've served on the board of the NAFB for the past years all, and that gave me a further opportunity to work within our industry and work with some of the leaders in the broadcast industry like you and Chuck and so many others. So I look forward to bringing that skill set and those experiences here to Washington, D.C. with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Now, what's your background as far as the beef cattle livestock industry is concerned?
Cindy, I grew up on a kind of more of a gentleman farm, I guess you might say, but we were involved somewhat in the beef industry, and then going to school at Black Hills State University in Spearfish, South Dakota, I got to further expand my horizons. I worked at a number of the sale barns around there, pushing cattle in the fall, and worked with some great operators out there. So that piqued my interest in getting involved in ag communications. From there, started with KBHB as their first dedicated farm director. That station just turned 50 years old this year, but I was the first dedicated farm director that they have had in their history. And so through that, I got to work further with the industry. And now, like I say, I look forward to kind of switching hats a little bit and working from the industry side, communicating with both producers and other ag communicators.
But you have some big cowboy boots to fill there as Director of Communications, because Mike Deering, in his short time there, has done quite a bit, especially in the area of getting out more audio through the Beltway Beef, and done a lot of audio reports for broadcasters. And you got a great broadcast voice, so I assume you're going to continue what Mike started.
I really look forward to that. I have nothing but the utmost of admiration and respect for Mike Deering and his family. You know, as we talk about generations, his family has been involved in the cattle industry there in Missouri, another one of the great cattle producing and cattle feeding states. And so he had a stellar background to come to this position, and has really left some big footprints to be filled, as you say. And there's no doubt about that. That looms on me every day, that what my predecessor did. And so I look forward to building on that. And like you say, the audio reports from Mike Deering, the Beltway Beef, we're continuing that and looking at maybe even the possibility of expanding those out. So you can certainly be expecting to hear more audio coming out of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Well, you've had quite a transition there, moving from Sturgis, South Dakota, home of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, I'll add. But for moving from there to the Beltway, to D.C., how's that transition been going?
That, Cindy, has been an interesting transition for sure, and I haven't fully made it yet. All I have out here is pretty much one suitcase and myself, so it's going to be a little while, and I don't even, you know, to be honest, I don't even know how a person moves out here to Washington, D.C. Everything's congested and small and kind of cramped, but I think it's going to work out all right. This is where we need to be, and this is where we need to be represented. So it's been an odd transition. So Sturgis, South Dakota is about 6,500 people on a good day, and then, as you say, during the rally, it comes up to, 100,000 or so, and So we've, I guess that, you know, being the early part of August when we have the Sturgis Rally, I guess that kind of got me prepped a little bit to live here shoulder to shoulder with a massive population. So I'm looking forward to it, but it's going to be a big transition. There's a lot of lines, there's a lot of cars, there's a lot of activity all the time.
I haven't been to the motorcycle rally, but Chuck has, and I'm not sure I can compare that class of people to what you find in D.C. I think it's probably a better class of people, but we'll leave it at that. A different class for sure. But anyway, I know it's just your first week on the job, but what are some of the things that you're really looking forward to? You talked about continuing some of the stuff. Is there anything else you got planned as far as just moving forward with communications for NCBA?
There's a lot of big issues, and right now Congress has been interesting, to say the least, as we all know from observing and from watching. But I'm excited to take this position here at this time. I think there's a lot of exciting events that are coming up for agriculture. We have, obviously, is going to be forefront of a lot of people that listen to this, their mind. That's going to be the farm bill. We have the lame duck session coming back in. It's going to be an interesting time for agriculture. There's a lot of priorities that we have. Regulation has slowed a little bit. Fortunately, we've gotten a little bit of a reprieve, or we at least have a little bit of breathing room right this instant, but that doesn't mean that that we're not going to see some of those regulations that we might deem unnecessary come about. But right now we have the farm bill to focus on. We have the death tax to focus on. Those are two issues that are very near and dear to my heart, and two issues that I look forward to working on. And, you know, the death tax is, as I say, one of the things that we admire and respect about agriculture is our ability to pass that on to the next generation. And one of the biggest threats to that, of course, is inherently the death tax. And so I think that's one of the areas where we can really communicate and make some headway, and I look forward to, as I say, all of that is important that we communicate back both to our producers and to those who communicate to our producers. And that's where I see my job, and that critical link is making sure that our producers are educated, but also that those folks who are talking to our producers each and every day, that they have the tools that they need to communicate that message and the importance back to the grassroots.
And well, speaking of that, you mentioned you were on the NAFB board, as was Mike Deering, in different capacities, of course. And we've got the NAFB annual meeting coming up, NCBA always there at Trade Talk. Talk a little bit about that, in particular, who's taking your place on the board, if NAFB, as you were regional director, correct?
I was, that's correct. And I'm fortunate that one of the things that I did not want to do when I left KBHB is I did not want to have to give up the friends and the family that I have with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. That was one of my goals, was that if I moved on, I wanted to make sure that I could still play some kind of a role and at least make it to the annual convention once in a while. And I'm fortunate in that the NCBA has for a long time seen the value in farm broadcasters and in supporting our farm broadcasters. I know the NCBA is making a major commitment to this year's farm broadcasting convention in Kansas City. I look forward to being a big role in that. I know that we've got some great folks that are going to be out there at Trade Talk from this organization, so I look forward to working with them. I'm going to be leaving the board as a regional director for the Broadcast Council, since I'm no longer in active broadcast as far as the National Association of Farm Broadcasting defines it. So I'm going to be leaving that role. Brian Winnikins from Wisconsin is going to be taking over my spot. And then I hope to run for the board once again from the Allied Industry Council, which will be the spot that the National Cattlemen's Association. That's the classification that they sit in. So I plan to run, but I hear I've got some stiff competition, so I'd love to serve two more years on the board, but if not, we'll try again another year.
That's really all the specific questions I have, Chase. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just, Cindy, that I look forward to taking my experiences growing up and living in in the Midwest. I look forward to taking those experiences here to Washington, D.C. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do is take our experiences, our education, our values, and bring them here to the nation's capital where so many decisions are made and where, unfortunately, a lot of the folks that are making those decisions did not have the luxury of growing up in the areas and the environments that that you and I did. I don't think there's a better education than growing up in rural America, and I think that if a fellow has an opportunity to bring that out here and share part of that, I think it's more important now than ever.
Well, best of luck in your new role, Chase. We look forward to working with you and to seeing you at the NAFB convention in November. And I'm sure we'll be seeing many of you there at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, which is really just around the corner now. And if you have not registered or made your reservations yet at the Westin, you better get on that so we can all be together once again for our annual Farm Broadcast Family Reunion. And that is the Zimcast, once again brought to you by Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. Thanks for listening. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.